You're listening to the Chiro Basics Podcast, the show dedicated to chiropractic practice success. Here's your host, Nick Fisher.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Got another episode of the Chiro Basics Podcast, and on today's episode, we're here to talk about how you can pull in new patients that are already actively looking for care. We know that as you're trying to grow your practice, there are lots of different ways and tactics and activities that you can go out there and perform to try to generate, you know, interest in your practice and getting care and education and all those type of things. But nothing beats having someone come in who was already looking for what you do. They know they have a problem and they're looking for a solution and they want to come and see you. Those are the best leads. Those are the best new patients to have because, again, you don't have to pull them in. You just have to take them in. So where do you find those? Where can you go to where there's an endless supply of patients already looking for you? And I'm going to tell you that the best place that you can focus on to grow your practice is going to be Google. Google is going to be your best friend. And the reason why is because if someone who doesn't already have a referral needs help with a health problem, the first place they're going to go is Google. They're going to start looking for that symptom or solutions or treatments for that problem that they're having. So, what does that mean for you? That means as a practice, you want to position yourself on Google so people can find you. So people that have already established that they have an issue and they need care and they're online and they're looking, that you are an option for care, to getting that problem resolved. People on Google are already looking for you. You just have to show up. You just have to be found. So what does it take to be on top of Google, to be found on the number one search engine? So let's dive into the main things that you should be focusing on Google. The first thing is, pull out your computer or your phone or whatever, and go to your web browser and go to google.com and search for chiropractor near me. Just do that search and look on the search page, and I want you to take note of what you're seeing on that page. I'm going to break it down. There's typically three sections, right? The top of that search results page, when you did that search, are probably ads. And if you look, it'll say there'll be a little ad icon next to it. Those are paid search ads. Those are Google ads. Those are paid placements. I'm going to talk about that in a second. That's the first thing. Those typically get about 19% of the clicks on a search, on a Google local search. The next thing that you're going to see below that, below the Google ads, is going to be the map pack. You're probably going to see a map and you're going to see business listings of local businesses, other chiropractors in the area. That's driven by your Google My Business listing. That's what makes you show up on Google Maps. And usually you're going to see the top three businesses listed there. That's called the map pack. About 52% of local searches click on one of those business listings on that map pack. That's huge volume. Okay, so if you scroll down below the map pack, then you have websites. This is how your website ranks organically on the Google search results page for that search term. So there's lots of things that you can do with your website that tells Google what it's about, and based on the information that's there, you rank somewhere on Google, and hopefully you're at the top. But those are the three big sections on Google search. that you want to focus on getting yourself listed at the top. That way, regardless of where someone scrolls on that search results page to look, whether they're going to see an ad, whether they're going to look at the map pack, or they're going to look at websites, they're going to find you, and they're going to, you're going to be a clear top option for people to get care for whatever they're looking for. So let's dive into each one of those sections real quick. I'm not going to spend a ton of time getting super technical on each of those sections, but there's tons of value in putting in effort to make sure that you're showing up here. Because again, these people are already looking for care. They're already looking for you, so you need to show up here. So first section, Google Ads. Google Ads, these are paid placements. Basically how it works is you establish a list of all the keywords that you want to show up for. Chiropractor near me, chiropractor, insert your city name, maybe just the term chiropractor. Maybe it's back pain treatment. Maybe it's carpal tunnel treatment. You know, go through your list of services and your list of symptoms, your brand name, your personal doctor name. You know, make a big list of that. Then you're going to say, hey, Google, every time someone types one of these in, I want my listing to show up at the top. I want my ad to be there so people can find me. Doing all of that is free. The only time it costs you is when someone actually clicks on your ad. Now think about how valuable that is. Someone actively was looking for a treatment or a service on Google. They saw your ad and they clicked on it. That does not get any better. That is well worth the few dollars it takes to have someone click on your ad. It's definitely worth paying that price because that's low-hanging fruit. It doesn't get much better than that. So Google Ads are super, super powerful for your practice. I highly suggest getting someone to get those up for you today. You start running those ads today, you'll have leads today because people are already looking, they'll click, and they'll start visiting your website. Maybe they don't reach out right away, but you get the picture. You can turn those on with the flip of a switch and you'll have ads up and running. Now there's lots of intricacies with, you know, the technicality and settings and tracking conversions and, you know, keyword grouping and responsive ads and all those types of things that you want a professional to help you with, someone who's familiar with the Google Ads platform. You may not want to do this yourself, especially if you're going to try to spend a good portion of money there. You really want that optimized the best way possible. But regardless, you got to be here. Spend some ad money here because this is the lowest hanging fruit you're going to get for your practice. Okay, so next, after you've got Google Ads working and running, the next section on there is your Google My Business listing, the Google Map Pack. If you haven't already, you want to claim your business listing on Google Maps. This is Google My Business. This is really, really important that you claim this. It's likely that you have a listing, even if you haven't claimed it. So make sure that you can go in, you can claim it, you can access it, because you need to optimize and manage your listing so you can climb those rankings. And there's lots of different things that you can do with your Google My Business listing. I'm going to name a couple things that are, you know, the most important, so you can focus on those first. Once you claim your listing, you want to make sure everything is filled out and accurate. Add as much information as you can. Obviously, your company name needs to be accurate. Your phone number needs to be accurate. And your address needs to be accurate. That is key number one. Google wants to see consistency with those three things. If something is off or not the same as what's on your website and out there else on the web, then that's going to be a problem. It's going to lose reputation for your digital footprint and you'll rank lower. So make sure that information is accurate. The next thing, add your hours of operation, you know, include your website URL, add your primary and secondary categories, add all your products and services that you offer with really good descriptions, add a bunch of photos to your listing, interior, exterior of your team. Do all of those things. It's going to make a big impact. Complete the listing as much as possible. The more your listing is filled out, the better it is for your practice. If Google has an option between serving a listing that's really robust and has a lot of detail to it versus a listing that does not, it's always going to choose the one that has more information on it. So fill out your listing as much as possible and optimize that. The next thing after you have your listing kind of all built out is you need to generate reviews. Google My Business listing is where you can collect reviews for your practice, and you need to drive as many reviews as possible on a consistent basis to your listing. Patients look at your reviews to see how other patients' experience has been. Can they trust you? Are you nice? Do you perform good procedures and actually, you know, help? So people read reviews. I think it's like 92% or something along those lines of people read reviews for local businesses before they interact with them. So you need to drive reviews. Come up with a process that helps your existing patients easily leave reviews. We like to use a system where it automatically texts them after their appointment with a link. We use a system with our clients that does that. It automates it for your team automatically, so you don't have to, you know, lift a finger at every single appointment. It's texting them, hey, if you had a good experience, please leave us a review with a link right to your Google listing. So you'll be shocked on how fast you can grow your listings if you automate it, or grow your reviews if you automate it. And it'll make a big impact, not only with people looking to at your listing and reading your reviews, but also, again, if Google has two listings to serve and one of them has 100 reviews and one of them has two reviews, who's it going to serve? It's always going to serve the one with more reviews. It's more trustworthy, especially ones that have recent reviews. Make sure you're responding to every single review, whether it's positive or negative. Make sure you leave a professional response. People read that. I think it's like 70-some percent read responses to your reviews as well. The third step is what you do on the listing, the posting. So Google My Business has posting features similar to posting on Facebook. You know, you can post status updates. Make sure you post updates on your Google My Business. Ideally, weekly, at least, you're posting an update on your Google My Business page. A lot of the stuff you post on your Facebook page, you could just, you know, copy it and put it on your Google My Business listing as well. Google looks at that activity. People do see it and they do click on it. It's good activity. It'll help you rank higher by being active on your listing. Let's see. The other thing you want to focus on for ranking higher on your Google listing is actually things that you do offside off of Google, which is your citations and directories. There are hundreds of websites out there that list local businesses. They're directories for local businesses. Yelp, Yellow Pages, Foursquare, all of these other websites out there that have directories for local businesses, you need to be listed on those. Your practice has to be listed on those directories in order to grow your reputation, because Google is out there crawling those websites. And if they see that your name, phone number, and address is listed everywhere, that increases your reputation, and then they will rank you higher. So since there are hundreds, we don't recommend doing this manually. Hopefully you have a marketing partner that can do this for you. But there are also tools out there that you can sign up for. They get kind of expensive, but tools that will go out there and kind of automate it a little bit for you. They'll go out and do the listing claiming for you, making sure that you're listed on all the major platforms and directories. Go out there and, you know, invest in that, because it makes a big difference in your online reputation. Plus, if I was big into using Yelp, and if I go to Yelp and you're not listed there, I'm not going to find you. Maybe instead of using Google, I went to Yellow Pages or Foursquare or something else and was looking for a chiropractor there. Make sure you're listed. Those are the big activities you want to focus on. There's lots of other things you should do too. I'm not going to get into the weeds, but those are the big buckets that you want to check for getting your Google My Business listing climbing the ranks and getting into that map pack. You want to rank in the top three in order to be on the search results page. Okay, so far on Google, we talked about Google Ads. We talked about Google My Business. The third big bucket is your website. So with your website, this can get really technical. I'm not going to get in, again, to the weeds of the technicality of SEO, but there are some things that you can think about when it comes to your website. First off, if you built your website yourself, you should probably get some help on fixing up any technicalities, because how your website is coded using proper title tags, header tags, meta descriptions, site schema, all of those technical things play a big role in this. You want to make sure that your website's coded properly, so that way Google can read your website and know what it's about and then rank it accordingly. If your website wasn't coded correctly, you know, you're using one of those cheap website builders, or you had like your nephew do it for you, you might be struggling from a technical standpoint that's holding your website from ranking properly. Once your site is coded correctly and you fix all the technicality pieces of it, you really have to focus on the content of the site. So first off, you want to have a page, a dedicated page on your website for every single service and every single major symptom that you want to treat at your practice. And the reason, this is why. If I was a potential patient and I had, let's just, you know, I have back pain issues and I don't have a referral, so I'm on Google and I said back pain treatment near me. If your website does not have a page dedicated for back pain treatment, then you're not going to rank. You're not going to show up for back pain treatment because somebody else nearby probably does have a page on their website for back pain treatment, and Google's going to rank that page over yours that doesn't have anything about back pain. So you need to take that and amplify it by every service and every symptom, because you know there's lots of people out there searching for all sorts of different things, and you want to have pages built for each of those. It's going to do a couple things. First, it gives patients a place to get educated. They can learn about that issue, learn about the treatment options that you provide, and become familiar with your service and your clinic as a solution to that problem. The second thing is it gives Google something to rank for. So if you, again, if someone was searching for it, you have a dedicated page about that that they can serve in the search results for those patients that are actively looking. So it is an investment in time to build those pages out and to write all the content, but it's valuable. It's extremely valuable for your patients, and then it's extremely valuable for Google, which in turn becomes valuable for growing your practice because you'll get more inquiries from people looking for those things. On top of building those individual pages, you also want to continue building more content about those symptoms and services through the form of articles. Maybe, you know, for example, you write an article about posture, like how to control your back and back exercises you can do to have better posture. You know, you write those type of articles. They're educational in nature. It provides additional content about, you know, all the terms and symptoms and healthcare things that are going to help you provide more authority to your niche, to the chiropractic industry, and help you rank higher because of that. It gives Google more context. It gives your patients more ability to get educated. There's a ton of value in that ongoing content generation that's going to help your practice and your website grow in activity and rankings. So content is huge. Focus heavily on content. Hire someone to help you with the content if you need. You know, as a doctor, I don't expect you to go and, you know, write a bunch of marketing lingo for your site, but if you can get someone to help you get good content on your site, it's going to be extremely valuable. Okay, and then something else to consider for your website is things that happen, again, off of your website, which are backlinks. How many other websites are linking over to your website? We earlier talked about citations and directories. That's a great way to build backlinks, because every time you list your business somewhere, you're going to add your website to that, and that's going to be another backlink that comes to you. Having a social media presence, pushing out articles that, you know, get picked up and people want to link to. Those are all valuable ways. When more websites are linking at you, at your website, Google sees that and goes, man, they must be an authoritative figure with all these other websites linking to them. I'm going to rank them higher. It gives you more ranking power, more authority to get listed higher. So backlinks, you want to focus on that. Backlink building can be tough. Outside of doing, you know, the organic things. So again, you might need to, you know, get some support in trying to build up your backlinks. Okay, so we talked about why Google is important. We talked about the three different sections of Google. If you go out there and you execute these things, you will be shocked on the number of new inquiries you'll receive on a regular basis, because these people, again, are already looking on Google, and now doing these activities, you're positioning yourself to be found by these people. They already have a problem. They've acknowledged that they're out there looking, and you are showing up when they need you. Google is going to be your best friend if you can execute correctly. If you need help with getting yourself positioned on Google, strategizing about content, needing help with the ads, you're not getting the results that you want, reach out, let us know. We'd be happy to look at it for you. We have a free audit program. We can run an analysis on your standings and, you know, give you action items that would help. We are here to make sure that you're successful in the digital space. So dive into this stuff, invest in it. It's very, very powerful, and let us know if you need help.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cairo Basics Podcast. If you liked the episode, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and YouTube. You can learn more about chiropractic success online at chirobasics.com. That's chirobasix.com. See you next time.